I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. For the third year in a row, the Poetry Project is sponsoring the Gate City Youth Slam Team as they prepare to go to Chicago for the annual Brave New Voices Poetry Festival. Brave New Voices is an international poetry festival for teens, and this year it will take place August 7th through the 11th. At the Greensboro Cultural Arts Center, David Ford caught up with poet educator Josephus III of the Poetry Project and three of the poets who will represent Greensboro at the festival.
Josephus, tell me about this festival. How long has it been around and what are you looking forward to most about it?
Well, this is the 16th annual Brave New Voices Festival, and we've been taking a team from Greensboro for the past 3 years. In the past 2 years, it was actually in San Francisco, California, and this year's in Chicago, so we're excited about a new venue and a new city. It's a beautiful experience because we get a chance to see teens from all over the world, age group from 13 to 19. And it's really about just showing youth the importance and the power of their voices. So while there is some competition involved, it's more about sharing. It's more about the experience. It's more about seeing other people from around the country and across the world doing the same thing that you're doing, you know.
What kind of interaction is there with the other poets that are there in present? And looking back on the past couple of years, can you recall a story or just an interaction that sticks with you today?
Yeah, there are several stories. I could go on for days. But there are several workshops the students go through. Every day they do a different workshop. There are open mics, there are MC Olympics, there are late night ciphers where students are out on a campus just rhyming and rapping and doing poetry and just sharing ideas and visions and goals and hopes and dreams. So it's a beautiful, I keep saying beautiful experience, you know, because I don't know any other way to say it. But it's funny because I had a chance to meet some poets from Alaska. You know, one of my favorite questions to ask students, what does an Alaskan poet look like? You know, there's all these different ideas, but they look just like we do. You know, I got a chance to meet a black guy from Alaska who does poetry. You know, we're still keeping in touch to this day. And it's just, you just get a chance to meet people from everywhere that share the same passion that you do for this thing called spoken word poetry.
Micah, tell me about, when you look back on the Brave New Voices International Poetry Festival, the ones that you've attended, what strikes you most? And I guess along those lines, what are you looking forward to most this year coming up in Chicago?
It's really the atmosphere. You really don't realize what you're about to get into, but it's really a life-changing experience when you get there and you meet all those different poets from all these different places doing the same things you're doing. It's eye-opening. And I know that we didn't realize this as the Gate City Slam team before we had gotten there. One thing that really does stick out to me is how late we'll stay up just talking and starting ciphers, and we'll be up spitting, really just freestyling and singing, however you can express yourself artistically. This is a very open atmosphere. Like I said at the beginning, that's really what struck me.
The Poetry Project is an organization that prides itself in using poetry
to teach, inspire, and build the communities that we call home.
Through structured workshops, poetry slams, and open mics,
we create a safe space to share our lives and tell our stories.
Being a part of the Poetry Project has afforded me the chance to teach youth to use their voice for positive change.
It's given me confidence in my voice.
It's let me meet like-minded individuals that share my passion.
I'm Trey.
I'm Micah.
And I'm Jada.
And we are the Poetry Project.
That was Trey Gass, Micah Romans, and Jada Bryan, three members of the Gate City Youth Slam Team. David Ford also spoke with poet educator Josephus III of the Poetry Project. The Poetry Project is sponsoring a team for the third year in a row to travel to the 16th annual Brave New Voices Poetry Festival. You can learn more about our guests on our website. Go to WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Also, tune in Friday during Triad Arts Weekend to hear spoken word performances by Josephus and several of the poets heading to Chicago. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.